Hello, everyone. Welcome to Christ's Blessing, our first Blessing Sunday of October 2019. It's hard to believe, but we only have 3 months left in this decade. And what a decade it has been. Oh, my goodness. If you think about all the challenges of the world, the catastrophes, the state of mind, but also the innovations, the forward movement. The people who've left us, the babies that have been born. It's been an amazing decade in which life really made itself feel very, very known in our presence. And I want to open our board up to our community because that's how life takes shape. Together as we belong to one another. Jerome, I see you're on, and I'm opening your line.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, light and love, peace and joy. And my prayers are for myself, which would be Jerome and Jean. And but otherwise, thank you for the help in the past and for the light and love of Yeshua ben Yosef. And keep up the good work, and I send you light and love, and for everybody that calls as well.
Oh, well, thank you, Jerome. I hope that everything's going well for you, and
yes,
whatever troubles there are will be cleared up.
Thank you. Yes, we just had a big thing with our...
You had a what?
We had a thing happen to a thing we had on the porch, big umbrella, and the wind blew the umbrella and blew the table and blew everything down. So, but I fixed
it. Oh my goodness.
But I fixed it up and everything looks good now because Spirit was helping me rearrange everything. So, and Jesus
well,
was always
good.
With us. My blessings to you and everything you do, and please keep up the good
thank
work.
You.
Thank
you. Much love to both of you.
Okay, thank
okay.
you.
Okay. And hang on for the blessing, all right?
Okay,
Tony?
I will. Thank you.
Tony, your line is open.
Hey there, Glenda. Wonderful to
Hi.
Be here with you. Hi. Yeah, we have a friend who has had knee surgery. She's a dear old friend and retired teacher. She's had knee surgery, but she's been having some problems with the healing of her knee. Judy, tell us what was.
She's off the pharmaceutical drugs, and in so doing, she couldn't take her arthritis medicine, so her arthritis has really flared up. So it's probably going to take probably a week or two before that medicine can kick in to take the pain away.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of pain.
Right. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure sending of the blessing will have a real impact.
Yes. Well, you know, one of the things that the blessing is really good for is putting energy back into sync, into coherence. And actually, if we wanted to give a scientific name to pain, pain is just when energy is in, it's in conflict. The sine waves of energy that are going through the body are just conflicting, and you can't find any coherence, any synchronicity anywhere. So one of the things that the blessing does is it combs out the energy, and we will definitely, definitely keep your friend in our process of combing out the tangled energy that is causing so much pain.
Thanks so much. Sorry, that was a noise in the background. I interrupted a little bit. there's also something that's been going on this weekend, and it's still kind of impacting us, kind of, you know, from the energetic perspective. The moon for the last 24 hours has been with its south node, Saturn, and Pluto. And we're just kind of coming out of it. The exact conjunction with the moon and Pluto was early in the morning. So that energy, I'm kind of experiencing it as it seems revelatory, and it's also bringing attention to things that may have been real challenges and blockages. And we're going to get that, this exposure we're going to get once a month. When the moon hits this, we're going to have once a month over these next few months. So there's some things that have been, now Saturn and Pluto are direct. So, and they're going to get closer and closer together. And then in January, they'll be together.
Okay, good. We need some assistance from heaven right now.
Yeah. And, you know, I sense that is there as well with us in abundance. But we're also becoming, more aware. And we're seeing how energy is both is building up and moving at the same time. It's something that's impacting us on multiple levels. I hear people talking about it. I feel it myself. We're all probably getting a dose of this. But it seems to me the positive impact of it is that it's raising awareness, and it's bringing us into a place where we can observe how things have been, what's working, what's not working. And that gives us an opportunity to work with it and not to realize perhaps how we've been at odds with it, or perhaps how we've been resisting things. So it gives us that opportunity to realign and to kind of get out of our way and invite God's help and presence to be there as it always is, but to more consciously connect and allow it to flow in what's going on.
That's good. That's very good to hear. I mean, it's really good to hear. This has been an extremely challenging decade.
Yeah.
I'm not complaining, because good things have come from it. But, it started off with really some critical events, including 9/11. And we have had one critical event after another that we hardly emerge from. There have been some devastating weather problems and fires and mudslides. And this has not been an easy decade for our Earth.
No.
It
goes back even 20 years. And that's a Jupiter-Saturn cycle. And Jupiter and Saturn are about to conjoin. A year from now, a little over a year from now, December 20th of 2020, Jupiter and Saturn will conjoin for the first time in 800 years in Aquarius.
Wow.
And it's like at 0 degrees Aquarius. Yeah, this is something that people have observed coming. I'm somewhat aware of it, but there's a lot of other people who've been watching this develop for a long time.
What do you see as being the characteristics of it all?
Well, it's going to have an impact. It's impacting and we'll be able to sense it in social rhythms. So Jupiter and Saturn together establish social rhythms. Like, they hit at the 20 years. So that coincides with presidential elections in the United States, and it coincides with different, think about how things shifted between the 1960s and the 1980s. And then in the last 20 years, look at how things have shifted. So it sets up an energetic, it sets us up in a vibrational pattern. Well, we've had it mostly in Earth signs for a long time. I think it's probably been dominantly in Earth signs for over 100 years. I think it's more like 160 or so. And now this next pattern will be one that's dominantly, I believe, as it will be in Aquarius, they're going to be in air signs. And that will persist dominantly for centuries. So it's a real shift just in the level of Jupiter and Saturn. So we could think of that in really simple terms, how the structures and societal patterns are manifesting.
Oh, and that will be interesting.
Yeah, definitely will. So
okay. Well,
I mean that's what's developing now and taking us in through this. This is fairly immediate because now we're talking within a little over a year that will be hitting.
Well, we pray for the very best that it can be.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you for discussing it with me. I love your take on these things, your hit on the energy. I think it's valuable just to, you know, that we can share, you know, how it's impacting us. And I think the more that we, get a chance to, pay attention to it, more and more of us are sense it, more and more of us can share what they also sense with this.
Well, the simple fact is what we are aware of, we can handle better. And so, as long as we don't use it as an excuse for giving up our responsibility, you know, mm-hmm. it's something that is there for us to deal with. And, it's good to talk about it. I'm going to open, Nancy's line. Nancy, you're on.
Hi,
how
everyone.
How are you today and your family?
I'm really good. I'm here with Gary and all the kids. And all
oh, that's great.
We're here to offer a prayer of thanksgiving and gratitude that looks like Mom's going to live. And I thank all of y'all out there for, you know, putting us in the circle and in the blessing last week. And so I'll be having surgery on Thursday. So,
on Thursday, okay. Yeah. Well, email me the time, and I'll offer a blessing during your surgery.
Yeah, okay? And I want to continue to have Jaina and Jason on the blessing, you know, as they're trying to conceive, and then Amber and Gary expecting, and Olivia and Rashad as well. The whole family's here on this call listening in. Does anybody want to ask a blessing? Oh, and we have one more. Margaret Treeland, my son and love's mother in love. She's been challenged with some leukemia and brain tumor issues, and so we want to put Margaret Treeland on the blessing as well.
Oh, sure.
And
okay.
Amy,
we've got it.
And my soon to be daughter in law, Amy, who's having a little bit of challenges in the female department. And so just kind of all of us in that, something's going on, so we're just trying to heal something.
Yeah, it is. So collectively you can heal each other and be stronger for it.
I think that's what happened.
it sure is. Okay, yeah. My dear, my love to all of you.
Love you.
My heart
love
is with you.
You.
Okay. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I'm gonna take another call. We've got a pretty busy Sunday going on here. Someone from area code 216. I can't see who you are, but you can introduce yourself.
Oh, hi, Glenda. It's Linda. I'm actually calling on a different, like a VoIP number or something, so you don't recognize me.
Oh, okay.
Blessing to you. much love to everybody on the call. I just look so forward to this, being able to connect and just love you all and just, this is just my weekly inspiration and connection, so thank you so much. I just wanted to ask a quick request for my two boys. My youngest has been looking for work for over 10 months, so if just an opportunity would open up for him, a really supportive employer, you know, somewhere where he can shine and really be mentored, that would be awesome. And my eldest son, who's a mechanical engineer, really would like to get into something more sustainable, you know, sustainable cities for the earth or different ventures. So if maybe some opportunity would open up for him as well. So that's my blessing request today. And, of course, blessings to everybody and all of Mother Earth.
Oh, thank you, Linda. That's so sweet. And we will hold you and your sons in our hearts today.
Thank you.
Lives may be moved forward with grace and great purpose.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you, Ahmed.
You're welcome. We have a wireless caller. You're on area code 707. Are you there? We can't hear you. Maybe you need to unmute your own phone. Okay. Well, since we can't hear you, we'll wait. We'll take another call and let you come back when you can unmute your own phone. We have a caller from area code 719, and your line is open.
Hello, Glenda. Hello, everyone. This is Tara Kim in Colorado. And
hi.
Hi. I wanted to say thank you. That was some wonderful information. It really kind of explains the last week for me. So thank you so much for that. I would just like to request a blessing for my husband today. He's got a surgery coming up a week from Friday on the 18th, and it's for a revision for the nose surgery he's had before because he can't breathe out of his right nostril. So we're hoping for a very successful surgery and a, you know, good repair so he can breathe again, and yet all the good work will hold that was already done as well.
Oh, good.
So thank you
so much. What is his name?
Oh, it's Bert, B-E-R-T.
Bert, okay.
Thank you.
We've got Bert on our list.
Much appreciated.
All right. And we have another wireless caller on from area code 641. You're on.
Linda and everybody, this is Elizabeth in Fairfield, Iowa.
Hi, Elizabeth.
I want to share several blessings I received and accepted yesterday. When I got up yesterday, I realized I had not been in quite as much pain at night. And I said, thank you. And I moved around, went downstairs, got my mail, and my book came.
Oh, that's great.
So I held it to my heart and said, thank you. And quietly, I heard a message from Yeshua, and I know his voice. The message was strong, but the voice was very friendly and compassionate. And the message was, do not expect pain and discomfort. Expect something to be grateful for.
Oh, wow.
And I did that not just with my mind, but it registered very, very deeply. So the acceptance was an addition to ease and of the discomfort, the receiving of the book, the blessing of hearing him acknowledge my gratitude, and reminding me to continue. So I wanted to share that with everybody. And, of course, let's all continue blessing each other.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, Elizabeth, there is so much power in what you just said. Because, and I want to add to it, if that's okay. The thing is, we are... I'm going to mute your line, Elizabeth, for a moment because there's background noise. We are holistic. We are a whole as a person. But when we get in pain, we start feeling like we're broken. And when we have our attention on being broken, we can't fix ourselves. And even the power of the Holy Spirit that moves through us has a hard time fixing us. The best way to fix ourselves or to relieve pain or at least to make progress in the fixing of what's wrong is to focus on what's right. Because what's right draws its power from the whole person or from the whole environment or perhaps from the whole family. Referring back to the Freeborgs that are all together today, or other members here that are present with their families. When we focus upon something that's right, and we offer gratitude and praise and appreciation for it. What that does is it triggers wholeness. And wholeness could be for your body. It could be for your family, your community, the earth, or the whole doggone cosmic planetary system, like Tony and I were talking about. You know, when we focus upon wholeness, and then within the positive things, we express gratitude. We trigger the healing mechanism. And hopefully, it also can include some little specter of love. But if that doesn't come up at first, it's okay. It's okay. Sometimes we've just been hurting so long. We've been feeling alone or out of function so long. It's hard to feel the love. But we can always feel something that's positive. I promise you, you can, because you wouldn't be alive if it weren't true. So stop deceiving yourself about it all being so bad. There's something there in it all that's right. Focus on that until it brings up more that's right. And then focus on that until it brings up something more that's right. And so on, until the thing that was wrong doesn't hurt so badly, or doesn't scare you so badly, or doesn't worry you as if, gee, I'll just never find the right place where I belong. You know, there are some things that are really, really important to us. And one of those things that's important to us is belonging. And we will do a lot of things sometimes that are not right in order to belong. This is a motivation that causes teenagers to join into some pretty bad groups of people, gangs, and to get involved in some pretty bad activities. They just want to belong so much. This is sometimes what causes us to accept jobs or occupations that are not right for us, because we just want to belong. Belonging is a really, really big deal. It really, it is. It is. And this is one of the biggest undeclared secrets of society, such as Alcoholics Anonymous or Overeaters Anonymous or a lot of the other groups we belong. We join and they get really good results. And they promote their protocols, or sometimes they keep the protocols really precious secret. But I'll tell you, one of the secrets is that things start clearing up when we have something to belong to. Think back over your life at times when you felt like you didn't belong. Maybe your parents moved around a lot and you would move to new places. And you felt like, well, you were the new kid on the block and you didn't feel like you belonged to anything or anybody. Did you notice that your grades in school kind of fell down also? Did you notice maybe you got sick more often than not? Did you notice that maybe you just didn't like yourself as much? It all works together. So that goes along with what I'm helping you to do right now, because sometimes we just can't get our minds or our hearts wrapped around something to love. But everybody wants to belong to something. And my suggestion is find something worth belonging to. And you might need to reach out to other people who want to belong. You might donate your services to the local food bank. You may be surprised how many people want to belong to you. It'll make you feel better. and it'll make your life better. You know, one of the reasons that people stay with, and they come to me with this all the time, they'll say, you know, Glenda, I grew up in this church that just didn't give me very much understanding of God. But I loved it anyway, because my family belonged. It gave us a sense of belonging in the community. And now, I feel like I really have the understanding to go with it. And I still want to keep my membership in that church. Is that okay? Say, well, of course it's okay. And, you know, you don't have to just belong exclusively to one thing or another. You don't have to just have one best friend. You could belong to an artistic group or a scientific group, a church group. You could help with the Boy Scouts. There's so many things we could belong to. And all of those areas of belonging help to trigger the wholeness in our body. Today in our webinar, we're going to discuss that subject of wholeness really big time. But I'm going to give you a little something really valuable right now for everybody. And it really is valuable. It's the word coherence. I'll let you apply it, first of all, in your own mind to the most common examples that come to mind. One is just a simple example of glue. Glue helps two pieces of paper cohere. I don't wear stockings right now in my life because I'm not leading a formal dress life, but used to be when I would put on my stockings and something would start to run, I would grab some transparent nail polish and put on it so that I could stop the run. The fibers would cohere to the glue and they would stop running. Well, scientifically, there's an explanation for this, and that is that when waves of energy move in sync, in other words, they move together, they form little sine waves. They move with more speed and more power, more grace, and in the human body with less pain, because it's harmony, it's grace. But something more powerful to consider is that when God said, let there be light, he turned the whole field of chaos into coherence. And we know now, scientifically, under electron microscopes, that coherence produces light. Yep, it sure does. You bring anything into coherence, and it produces light. Have you ever had a period of confusion and misunderstanding, and everything felt dark? And then you got one valuable piece of information, and it all came together. And you got, your world brightened up. And you said, oh, I see. And indeed you did. And this is called enlightenment. Okay? If you want to lead an enlightened life, lead a coherent, harmonic life where things come together, work together, and support parts of each other together as one common whole. That's how you brighten up your life. That's how you make light, really. Even even that's how you make, how you lighten up your life in the sense of happiness and humor. You make things work. They say, oh, well, that's not so bad. That's not so serious. I got it now. All right. You know, it's good to have a family reunion where everybody comes together in love. Things are just going to work. We've all got our favorite recipes. I'm talking about food now. Well, you just know what ingredients to put together, and as a result of putting those favorite ingredients together, you have bliss. And we've all got recipes that just don't add up for us. Somehow, we don't get it right. We don't get the temperature right. We might not have just the right measurement. Maybe Grandma did something she never told us about. She might have kept it a secret. That can happen. And it's a flop. So we just say, I'm going to let somebody else make that for me. But that's okay. As long as we do. As long as we can appreciate that somebody else can make that for us. Sometimes we just don't have the answer. For whatever. It could be the answer for a business problem, the answer for a health problem, the answer for a relationship problem. We just don't have the answer. But somebody will have the answer. And that's what you look for. And I would suggest the first person you look for is your Father in heaven. Say a prayer. Be alone with God and meditate. Let the answer come with grace. And see if that little bit of enlightenment doesn't happen for you. Or at least enough enlightenment that you know where to go to find the answer. And that always helps as well. So that brings us right here to what we do every Sunday in the blessing. We flow the energy of the Holy Spirit right from heaven to earth. And I'm just a satellite dish. And so are the other blessing givers. We just bring the energy in, make sure it arrives in a coherent form that can be human friendly and human attuned so that when you say your prayer, you just draw it right in. And that's how it works. There's really, really no mystery to it. It just requires a little bit of understanding, a little bit of explanation, and a little bit of surrender on your part to receive. That's why when we're done, I don't want you just to jump out of your chair and go turn on the microwave of all things. Don't do that. It might be okay to move out to the porch swing if nature helps you receive and be at one with God. But I would suggest just find your nearest resting place and rest. Be a blank slate and receive, because what's coming in is more than you know. And the most important thing is that it come in with grace and with harmony and coherence. And your mind won't help you with that. Our minds were not built for that. Our minds were built to deal with conflict and to solve problems and to resolve polarities. So your mind is just like, it's great, but it's like one of those components in your automobile that you don't want to use when you're using something else. It's like if you want to drive forward, don't put the transmission into reverse. Okay? So don't talk. Don't do things that the mind does. And just be open and receive. That's the way to get the best, most complete nourishment from the blessing. Let us begin. You find your comfort spot, and it's not a complicated process. Just uncross your legs and your arms and whatever else you had crossed, uncross your fingers even if you do that. Okay. We don't want energy entangled. And that's the reason for that. And so mystery as well. We're combing out the energy. We want it to be flowing in perfect, harmonious sine waves. Okay. I will say my prayer to Yeshua. And then you begin your prayer as we flow and conduct the energy that you will receive. Here we go. Yeshua, our friend, Lord of life, Son of God, and our brother who teaches us that we are more than we know we are, that we have the potential that was given to you if we would only cultivate it in grace and harmony and be closer to our Father in heaven. We ask today that you would help us to see your presence so that in seeing it, we may embrace it and inhale it and bring it into our lives and our body, our heart, and then share with everyone around us. We love you, and we know you love us. And that love is what really matters. That's what we want to celebrate. And we ask that we might celebrate on behalf of those who have forgotten to love or how to love or feel unloved. There should be no one on this earth that doesn't feel loved. And we ask that we may be a conduit in this short moment in time that everyone might feel just a little bit loved, how this could change the world. We ask that you be with those who are sick, that they should not worry. We ask that those who are seeking a better life, that they should not worry either. Or those who are alone, that they should know there are so many who would love to have their companionship. And those who want to be a father or a mother, at their children waiting to be born, wanting that love. We ask that we all just be united in this state of love for the greater glory of God on earth. We ask these things in your name. Amen.
Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now, go and rest and receive. Receive to the fullness that you can. Open your heart, your life, your soul, and be with God. Bye-bye for now. And much love. I look forward to being with you again next week.